Great to have your company. Welcome to episode 2 of Chimes. I'm Paul Goff. This is a program that explores jangly pop. And while I've made a lot of different radio programs in my time, I would have to say this is probably closest to where my heart lies. We're going to hear some great music. I've fallen in love with a band all over again. We're going to play 3 songs in the middle of the show from McCarthy. And I often find it very hard to pinpoint who my favourite groups are of all time. And they reminded me of why they are. Boy, do their guitars jingle and jangle, so they're a good fit for the program. We'll also hear, you know, new and old music on this program. A brand new track from Campfires from Portland, Oregon, that is fantastic. We'll hear from the Field Mice from Days Gone By, and something from the brand new album from Summer Flake. But let's start with a group that, when I first heard this song, it almost, you know, I could have been fooled that it came from the 80s. And this is in that sort of lusher end of the indie pop sound with the jangling guitars. It's the sound of Bart Davenport under the name Bart and the Bedazzled. And this was one of my favourite tracks from a couple of years ago when the album Blue Motel came out. This one from Bart and the Bedazzled is Grown Ups.
So drink some water with your wine. not a good place to be. Don't believe that. What a good place to be. Don't believe I had. Speak a different language and it's never something happened to me. Don't believe I had. Oh no, cause it's never something happened to me. What a good place to be. Don't believe I had.
What makes me feel incredibly old is when I reflect on the fact of tracks and their age. That wonderful slice of pop music from the House Martins, Happy Hour, which came out on their album London Zero Hull 4, was 1986. A very, very good year, if you were sort of in wine terminology for music from the UK. Just about everything that came out in 86 was a bottler. You get a lot of people that say the 80s were rubbish. I guess everyone will look at a certain era and say it's garbage, but there's always great things. And the 80s, for me, were when all the great guitar bands of a particular styling came out. But then they did in the 60s and other eras too, didn't they? Anyway, the House Martins and that song, to me, is just a giddy slice of pop. Wonderful tune. Happy Hour from, as I said, that album, London Zero Hull 4, which, well, it's a very catchy song. Apparently it was the third single lifted from the album, so there were a couple of other... The honchos looking after that album thought were higher priorities. Or perhaps they had a strategy. I don't know. I just like the song. We heard from Bart and the Bedazzled, and they call their sound Elegant 80s. There's another group that I'm thinking of, Dream Boys, that have a similar kind of feel. And for them, it's the guitar sound is important, but they also have a deep love of things like Style Council and Prefab Sprout as their template. Blue Motel's the name of the release, and I played the track Grown Ups for you. This is Chimes, a program that explores all manner of indie pop with a particular guitar sound that I like. And that's why I've called it that name of the program, which harkens back to, you know, the likes of the Beatles and the Birds and bands before that. We'll hear even older incarnations of jangly guitar groups, and we'll hear the often, you know, people might say tenuous link between disco and indie pop. That'll come up on programs down the in the future. But let's go to a particular sound that I love. The Australians do it oh so well. It's slightly kind of, I guess it falls under the slacker pop sort of flag. And this is the music of Woolen Kits, who wrote this particular song for their good mate Joe of Royal Headache. And it's such a catchy little number. It's a single that came out a few years ago on the excellent R.I.P. Society from Woolen Kits. This is Girl With Heart.
Got a pretty good idea where you want us to
Fine example of more recent jangling guitars. The whole album is great, but I guess that one has that edge on it that puts it into this program anyway. But I'm a big fan of Steph Crace and her band Summer Flake. Of course, Steph has lent her talents to so many other great bands from Adelaide, now living in Melbourne. And the new album Mind Reader is out. If you want to catch her in action and the band, they'll be playing at the Union on Saturday, September 14. That's one that I wouldn't miss if I were you. Exciting. And I chose the track, which I think was the first single from Summer Flake, In the Dark. Very catchy little tune. We heard from Woolen Kits, and I'll tell you what, I'd be pretty happy if someone had written a song like that for me, for my wedding or for something important, but it was written as a wedding tune. And Girl With Heart, a great example. I don't have that particular slice of vinyl, mostly because I can only have so many things in my collection. I'm more of a digital guy these days, although I still have an older arsenal of vinyl that I sort of head towards. This is 2SER 107.3 and a program called Chimes that looks at jangly music. And if it's your first time listening, welcome aboard. We've got some great songs for you. We're going to stick in South Australia now. I mean, I know Steph Crace now lives in Melbourne, but originally from that city. And there's a wonderful thing in that scene where there's that great cross-pollination. You know, different people get really excited about each other's music. And so Harriet Fraser Barber plays in Wirehead. She plays in Fair Maiden. And her group Workhorse also feature members of Old Mate, Rule of Thirds and Hydro Medusa. Yes, it's one of those sort of slightly super groupish kind of ensembles. Workhorse released an absolutely killer cassette a couple of years ago. And this song from it I love because it's jangly, but it's maybe got a slightly more sort of country edge to it, if you want to say that. I'll let you decide. This one from Workhorse is Alone. of the things that's really happened in time with this particular kind of indie sound that has a happy, trippy, clappy, jingly feel to it is the rise of the bedroom artist, the artist that does it all in their own home. And of course, a lot of the groups that were coming through that I particularly was listening to in the 80s tended to be more group based. Although I can think of one off the top of my head on the Sarah label in Another Sunny Day that certainly had that kind of measure. Well, that's the brand new single from Campfires, who is Jeff Walls, who's from Portland, Oregon, and his new album Fair Tracks is out now. And boy, does that sort of nicely slot into that kind of Brit pop invasion, but I'm speaking of the 60s. It's got a kind of a Searchers feel in, and the Birds too, and the ringing of the guitars in that track, I'll Go Home. That's the first single from the album that's to be called Fair Tracks. Look out for it. It's going to be a killer, just off the base of that single anyway, from Campfires. We heard from Workhorse and the track Alone. It's a great cassette that came out on Brisbane label 10th City from Workhorse. Seven songs that are just really fantastic pop music that sort of skirt on the edges of hope and despondency, in the words of Harriet Barbara Fraser. This is a little program called Chimes, and in just a moment, I'm going to play one of my favourite groups ever. It's a hard call, but it's true.
Immerse yourself in a night of light and entertainment at Light the City on Saturday, September 21. The all-ages, family-friendly event sees Mrs. Macquarie's Road open for people to walk or ride past light installations and special effects. Enjoy the Glitterball Arena and Silent Disco, challenge a friend on the roller racing stage, and chill out with a bite to eat from the food trucks. For full information, visit lightthecity.sydney. City of Sydney sponsors 2SER 107.3.
The 7th Queer Screen Film Fest hits Sydney this September with 29 of the best new LGBTIQ films from around the globe. With star-studded films, hilarious comedies, international award winners and inspiring docos, there's something for everyone. So clear your schedule and check the full program at queerscreen.org.au. Queer Screen Film Fest, Event Cinemas, George Street, September 18 to 22. 2SER is a proud media partner of Queer Screen Film Fest.
Chimes, bringing you the best in jangly indie pop from all ages. Well, this is from square in the camp of the mid-80s, and a group who formed in Barking in Greater London in 1984. Three friends at school, and one of them, Malcolm Eden, was obviously very talented. He taught guitar to the original drummer of the band in Tim Gain, and you might know that name, I'll remind you in just a moment, and John Williamson. He taught him how to play the bass. Well, Tim Gain, who was to be the drummer turned guitarist, of course went on to form one of the great bands in Stereolab, and out of the ashes of McCarthy, who we're going to hear now, rose Stereolab. Letitia Sadier joined McCarthy in their latter days, and then Malcolm Eden went off to form a group called Hertzfeld. But it was the guitar sound of McCarthy that particularly had me spellbound, and I sort of went nuts. I've got all of their singles except for the first one we're going to hear in a moment, because it was self-produced and with hand artwork, so you can imagine these things sell for, you know, $400 or $500 on eBay. Their debut album, I Am a Wallet, came out in 1987. It was a favourite of John Peel. He had them come in and play quite a few sessions. And for me, this is a quintessential British sound. But what you've got with it is this wonderful social conscious, this wonderful social awareness from Malcolm Eden. It was described as the most perfect record, a communist manifesto with tunes. And the songs are about social justice, as we'll hear in the third song I'm going to play. I'm going to play three in a row. We're going to hear the very first single that came out. And to me, it's the incredible wall of guitars that are moving in and out of phase almost. The jangle of this particular track is one of my favourites. Then I'm going to play you, I guess, a single from the I Am A Wallet release that was quite big in the UK called The Well of Loneliness. And I'll close with a track called An Address to the Better Off. Listen to the lyrics of this one. It's fantastic. I'll tell you at the end how you can find the music of McCarthy, because it's been reissued recently as a 4-CD box set that incorporates their Peel sessions as well. This is one of my great loves, and I can't hide it. This is McCarthy in Purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
hope you like that. If you like this kind of music, then this is a group you need to explore, because their I Am A Wallet album, it has been described as a perfect pop record, and in many ways that's very, very true. But all of their tracks, even the B-sides, revealed this wonderful style, and the songs by no means were throwaway, as often can be the case on a B-side. They even took some of their songs and gave them a very different feel, with a drum machine and a sort of a Casio keyboard feel, and even those versions were pretty incredible in my opinion. If you want to find all their music, Cherry Red Records in the UK have done this for a lot of great British bands of that era, have wonderful compendiums they've released. There is a release called Complete Album Singles and BBC Sessions. It's a 3-CD box set that came out, I thought it was recent, 2014, only 5 years ago, Paul, you're not that far off the mark. Anyway, McCarthy, I hope you enjoyed the three tracks I shared with you, which was An Address to the Better Off, we heard The Well of Loneliness, and In Purgatory. That's a little feature, and I think on each episode of Chimes I'll take a group and give you a little snapshot of them and their career. Or if it's a new release, maybe I'll throw in three tracks. Last week we did that with the music of Janine's. Now to a group that would fall well into the category of twee pop. Now, for some people, this kind of sound is a little too cutesy, but I like it a lot. There are levels of cutesiness I won't go to, I will say. But the sound of the Lorimer Sound has that sort of classic 60s guitar feel, and I guess I'd almost align them to a band that was on the excellent Sarah label that we will come to over the weeks ahead. A band like Heavenly, who I think also had this really killer particular sound. Well, Lorimer Sound did that beautifully on their EP called Green Streets. And again, it touches on bands like The Birds, so they fit perfectly into our programming on this Chimes, the second episode on 2SER 107.3. The song I'm sharing with you from the Lorimer Sound is Photograph. Listening to Chimes on 2SER 107.3. Yes, it's a new show, but I've been here in this time slot for a while, but it's different. Yes, we're looking at music from right around the planet, but with the emphasis on the jangling guitar sound. Field Mice do that oh so well. They were a part of a label that I mentioned just before, in Sarah Records. I remember the first Sarah Records I bought. In fact, it was Sarah Records number one in Phantom Records on Pitt Street when they were there. And I walked in and I saw this single and I looked at the haircuts. Although it was a very blurry photo, but you could tell it was a pudding bowl haircut. And it was a single from the UK. At that time, I was particularly enamoured with music from that particular part of the planet. And I wasn't disappointed with the sea urchins' Pristine Christine, one of the great singles and certainly a track I'll play on this program down the track. But the Field Mice had a wonderful, gentle, non-macho sound. That's why I love them. Their songs were about being inclusive, even early gender awareness tracks from this excellent group formed in the UK. And I played for you from their first EP that came out in 88, Emma's House, the track When You Sleep. Just beautiful sounds from the Field Mice. We heard from the Lorimer Sound and their excellent EP that came out, Green Streets, 2008. So many of these sort of Twia, or particularly the Sarah Records label, was an absolute catalyst for people going nuts in America. And I think when I look at the balance of the kind of music I was loving in different eras in the 80s, it was UK only. I went back. I think REM were one of the early version of REM was one of the first bands I started listening to. But then I started digging through and finding a lot of music that I loved. That's the great thing. If you have that great digger mentality, you'll go off on little tangents and realise that what you might have thought was true before isn't always the case. What I can tell you is all these guitar releases that I'm sharing with you on this program, Chimes, I think are pretty darn fantastic. That's why we're sharing them with you. Another great label out of the UK, of course, was the Creation Records imprint. This is another label that we will feature heavily on this program. This group emerged from Manchester in around 85 and again had those kind of haircuts with the floppy fringes, and released one of the great singles on the Creation imprint, in Therese, that had that sort of stomping 60s feel to it. And of course, as time went on, they slowly morphed their sound a little. The guitars on this have a bit more of that sort of, as I said, that disco kind of chick 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 kind of feel to it on this track that was a 12-inch that came out after their debut album Played. This is the Bodines, or the Bodines, depends how you say them. I think Peely used to call them the Bodines, so that's what I'll stick with. This is Decide. Decide. That is an absolutely cracking song and a great sort of post-Velvet slice of jangly pop featuring a drummer who now is touring the planet. Such a busy boy. Liam Gough, no relation. We got in touch back when he was in Smile, who you just heard from, and I played you the track Born Again from their excellent Life Choices releases. But now he's the drummer with the Teskey Brothers, so he's very, very busy. Doesn't probably have the time to play the kind of music he did in Smile, but I know that he loves it a lot. And as I said, that album, I think their first, is a favourite of mine. I played you Born Again from Smile. We heard from the Bodines or Bodines. I've forgotten how to say the name properly. And they sort of had a bit of a jigging around of the band. That's why there was a slight change in the sound. A bit more in that sort of baggy Manchester dancey kind of thing. Came out in 89. I played for you Decide by the Bodines. I'm Paul Gough. You've been listening to Chimes. I've got plenty more great guitar sounds for you in future programs. But I'll close with a group that I absolutely love from New Zealand. And the label Flying Nun yielded so many amazing bands who have inspired so many. This is Look Blue, Go Purple and In Your Favour.
Turn around, you played a string and the music left me up to by myself. Turn around, you made a smile, you know I never, never, never know. Turn around, I see you go. Turn around, I see myself fall, fall. Turn around, I guess I'll go. I'm a fool to
you've been listening to Chimes on 2SER. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'll be back with more jangly tunes next week. Stay listening, won't you? Because one of my favourites is coming up, Stuart Coop and Dirt Music.